Am I right?
Oh, here
am
we go.
I wrong? Somebody tell me what's going on, Twisted Cupid.
Yes, that's right.
There was the way.
Twisted Cupid podcast, baby.
Every Thursday night on the Twisted Cupid podcast.
Yes. Yes, you heard the man. You heard Joel. This is the Twisted Cupid podcast. We are going to take ridiculous dating questions from the wild animals on Reddit and, more importantly, from you guys in the chat. So if you're listening on an audio-only platform, we still love you, but damn it, get to YouTube. Like and subscribe over there. Listen live. Watch live, I should say, every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Give us your comments. Give us your questions right there in the chat. With me, as always, my amazing co-host, Amy Liska.
Hello, hello.
Hello to you.
Yes. Yes.
How's your day going?
It's going fine. What did I do? I did nothing. I did take a 30-minute nap, and I was very proud of myself for that.
There you go.
That's about it. What about you? What about you? How's your day?
I was working, so I only took a 20-minute nap while I was there. They're on to me.
Damn it.
That's right. That's right. But I'm excited about this podcast, man. Joanne in the chat says hello. Hello, Joanne. Thank you for being here. Natalie in the chat says, hey, everyone. Hey, Natalie. Thanks for being here. But I'm excited for the listeners. I'm excited for the chat. I'm excited for our two awesome guests, man. First up, he is a returning guest to the podcast, a hilarious stand-up comic, the host of Character Debates, man, a podcast that I was a third of and then 50% of, but now I'm still on it periodically, man. It's a fucking great podcast. People debate shit as characters.
That's right.
And it's awesome. It's a unique premise. You should all check it out. Like and subscribe to that on all platforms.
Fuck yeah.
Michael Harrison, tell them where they can find you, buddy.
Yeah, find me on Spotify. Find me on Apple. All that jazz. Find me on Instagram. I'm Michael Harrison, comedian. Find me on YouTube. I have a new special coming out. It'll end up there. It's going to be amazing.
Wait, I couldn't find you on Twitter.
Really? Mike H. Comedy on Twitter.
Oh, it's different.
I don't have the same handle.
It's different.
Yeah, I know, man.
There's
Twitter
some
was like
fucking Michael Harrison out there that we got to kill.
Fuck.
Is that what's going on?
I mean, you know what's so funny is like Twitter is like sort of like a dead zone anyways. So I was like, leave it. Whatever.
No, it is. It is. But I just know you and I know that you're on every platform available. Like, I'm like, if I don't see you on Pinterest, I'm like, what's going on? This is weird. I felt
I'm on Grindr. I don't give a fuck. Everything, whatever. Right?
He's slinging podcasts everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
I don't give a shit.
The
anything
things
it,
he will
it.
Do to get people to like and subscribe on Grindr.
Yeah.
Grindr OnlyFans.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah. Right. Here's some mingle.
What we got a shout out from Natalie in the chat.
Hell yeah.
About
yeah.
Character
one of the best
pods.
I know. And now I'm on this inferior pod. Fuck. Hey, What happened? How does Jake fucking leave my pod to do this?
That's right.
Bullshit.
No, I was doing this the whole time, man.
He never left.
Mine was the bigger stepping stone, and then he keeps this one for God's sakes. Jesus. Come on, man. We had Baby Hitler on an episode of my podcast.
I know, it almost got me baby fired from work. I work for a progressive talk channel. I can't seek anything anymore.
Yeah. Just say career advancement. It should have been Character Debates, but okay. I'll come check out what you left me for. Yeah.
Baby Hitler's final solution was for me to lose my job.
I know. Well, that's why I'm here. I'm just here to damage this podcast so you come back. That's the goal.
This is the beer hole push.
Yeah,
it's going to drive.
Can we do
back.
This whole episode in Hitler accents? Let's do it. I think this relationship sucks.
I like. It was more like a fascist Gilbert Gottfried.
I know. Thank God I'm not the character part of my podcast. Fuck.
You know who I think we ought to kill? You know who's really been driving me nuts?
That's funny.
But yeah, okay. Dude, seriously though, love Character Debates. You guys should check it out.
Check
too.
It out.
Go like and subscribe.
It's on YouTube too. It's got its own channel. So yes.
Go like and subscribe Character Debates.
Exactly.
And follow our second guest as well, man. He is another hilarious stand-up comic. He is a first-time guest of the podcast. The one, the only, Abiola Adetigi. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Before you say anything, Abiola made us brownies. So he is forever my favorite comedian that has ever been on this podcast
Thank you, Amy.
And they're delicious.
They don't have weed in the mo, so
no,
whatever.
No, but he made...
I can top those.
Listen, he made a pregnant woman brownies, and I love him. Okay?
I still win.
Good call.
The last guy that brought
brownies, bro. Sorry.
The last guy that brought brownies to this podcast, it had fentanyl in it. It was a really good time for a couple of us.
Second best guest of all time. Yeah.
Well, next time I'll have to bring fentanyl after you're pregnant, though.
Right? I'd love to hear the advice of someone on fentanyl, just for relationships. That would be good.
So, Abby Willie, where can they find you? What are you up to?
Yes.
Where
can they find you?
Just not much. Just hosting an open mic. Check Instagram, Shot of Ranch. That is my handle.
Shot of Ranch.
It's an Eric Andre reference.
Oh, yeah. I used to do the ranch. Yeah. Chugging the ranch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made that my handle before I even started doing stand up.
That's what I get. When I was reading your handle, I thought it was Chateau France.
Yeah, no. Shot of Ranch.
No, way less fancy. Way less fancy.
I really did. And then when I was trying to find you on Twitter, there was a couple handles of Shot of Ranch, and I'm like, what is this? I don't get this joke. Shadow of France.
I am not on Twitter /X.
Oh, but it's getting so much better now that Elon took over.
Yeah, right.
It's fucking great.
Oh, God.
Baby Hitler's definitely welcome on X.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, full-grown Hitler is welcome on X.
Bloody million Everybody. Followers already.
You should rename your podcast Baby Hitler and just do it live on X. It would fucking be great, you know?
Forget Don Lemon, right?
Yeah, right.
Elon would be pissed.
Elon would show up going, oh, yeah, I didn't like Don Lemon. I like
Baby Hitler.
He's more like Speed. I don't like all the different... He may be extra pouty face, Don Lemon. Baby Hitler, makes me smile.
I don't think I've ever done an episode of this podcast where Nazi reference hasn't been brought up. This is we are 3 for 3 now for me. So it's good.
Yeah, I mean,
we're consistent.
We were just goose-stepping around the room for like 20 minutes. It's fucking wild.
So. You missed it.
Hilarious.
But without further ado, you guys ready to take your first questions from the Wild Animals on Reddit?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. First question on the Twisted Cupid Podcast. If you guys got questions to write them to twistedcupidpodcast@gmail.com. Or even better, like and subscribe on YouTube and ask it live right there in the chat. We're live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Give us your comments. Give us your questions live. We're going to take our first one from the Wild Animals on Reddit.
All right, so the theme of this podcast is open and honest ? Because I felt like a lot of these questions, people were just a little bit too honest with what they were doing, you know?
And you can't be too honest for Reddit. How dare you?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. So that's the theme. All right, first question. I use my wife's hall passes that she gave me. Dun, dun, dun.
Sweet. There we go.
Got you. All right. What they're there for.
He was only supposed to use the bathroom with that pass. Now he's out there fucking. He's out there fucking during recess.
Halls get a good place. I've never done it in a hall before.
No, me neither.
Why is it a hall pass? Why not like a something else pass?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like a behind the bleachers pass.
Yeah, that's where. Yeah, hey, that's relatable.
The stall at the end of the bathroom pass. That's the pass you want.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
because
where all
you
the
don't
fun
get a
happens.
Pass to go to the end of the bleachers.
You know what I love? I think everyone read the question before I heard it. That's great. Everyone is looking at this. I'm the last person literally to know what this question's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm in a tough situation right now. My wife had a 6-month affair in the 7th year of our marriage and got caught. It was shocking and devastating, this thing, obviously. She offered me one hall pass for each month of her affair. So technically,
that's hilarious.
So technically, he gets 6 hall passes, okay?
I hope she made them out of a little cardboard thing, little construction paper.
Right.
I hope she put hearts and crafts in it. She got the Elmer's glue out to make these fucking things.
All right. Offered one hall pass for each month of the affair. It took years of marriage counseling to get back where we are previously. I used the hall passes of my wife gave me at the beginning of the reconciliation. I slept 3 times, each with 2 different people. That means you slept with one woman twice.
Wait a second now.
There's math in the question.
I think that should count as one hall pass.
Right? Yeah. Just because you rewalk the hall doesn't mean anything, right?
It's the same hall.
I've been down this tunnel.
Yeah,
each with 2 different women with my wife not knowing.
Sneaking passes in.
Right. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When she gave me the passes, she put several rules. So these were her rules that she's like, okay, you can have these hall passes, but these are the rules. She should not know when I have used the hall pass unless she asks. I should answer her questions honestly and in detail if she asks any questions. Protection is a must and no emotional connection. I was like, did these rules apply to when you had a 6-month
yeah, no shit. I don't remember all the fine print when you were banging Gary behind the bleachers. Come on now.
Exactly. And not only that, she probably lied anyways, right? She said 6, but you're like, I'm sure, or the month, right? Yeah. She just did it for full months, 7 months, one per month is the hall pass?
No. Yeah.
So she kept that several times in the months.
So it's been, it's six months.
Yeah.
Of the affair in the 7th year that they were married.
This is a terrible negotiation.
And he's only ever used it 3 times, twice with one of the same girls. Ooh. So he hasn't even used all his hall passes yet. But the question goes
There's a question? I thought this was bragging. Well, I thought we were just going to like high five this guy.
Uh-huh. You should get a hall pass and an oats pass.
Fuck yeah, what's buddy. I'm on your side.
Yes.
Okay.
I obeyed all these rules, and I'm going to be very honest here. It helped me subside the resentment I had towards her. That is just how getting even feels, I guess. Not that it is a great thing, but it's the fact. It has been 5 years since everything, and we are doing great. Last week, she decided to ask me about the hall passes out of nowhere. I was honest with her, and when she asked, I answered every question she asked. Maybe I shouldn't have been honest, thinking of it now. She does not even look at me in my eyes now and is depressed all of a sudden.
Oh, Christ.
I know this calls for another marriage counseling for us and maybe individual counseling too.
Ugh.
I did not even remember the hall passes and or the woman's before she asked, but now I feel like shit. Was I the asshole?
He shouldn't have shown her the video. I think that was the problem.
Yeah, no.
Right? You want to know? Check his eye. I taped it.
I mean, honesty's one thing. You asked for a high five. I mean, right? This is crazy. Yeah.
I know. I wonder what his approach was. Treat it like a guy friend? All right. Yeah. So I had her over his table, all right?
She was like you, but younger and hotter.
Yeah, exactly. She wore the French maid outfit. Can you believe that, bitch?
And she fit into it real well.
Yeah.
Joel on YouTube just said, were the hall passes given out in actual months or like months like dog years?
Well, that's what I'm saying. To our point that we were talking about earlier, this guy's a terrible negotiator. Because I would wager that each of these 6 months she fucked this guy once in a month.
Is there hall pass managers? Like, if you're a bad negotiator, can you get a manager on it and be like, I represent my client?
I think we need
that if it's the same person, I shouldn't catch for other hall passes, right?
Dude, I will go full on Dustin Hoffman what was that movie? Dog Day Afternoon or whatever?
Sure.
I mean, this whole hall pass is out of order. I'm going full Tom Cruise at the end of A Few Good Men. I will passionately argue for this man to get to fuck way more than 6 times.
Yeah, okay. Way I'm more lost than six the Dog Day Afternoon now. Wait, what happened there?
That was where
his gay friend in the heist, right? Where
I'm thinking of a different movie. I'm thinking
before we get
Injustice
into a whole
movie. I was thinking of Justice for All with Al Pacino.
Movie thing. I want Abiola's. What do you think, Abiola?
Well, I just think this chick kind of sucks. Like, okay, if you're going to be like, all right.
I bet she does suck.
Yeah, she probably does. With multiple dudes.
He should also get hall passes for sucks offs, too. I don't care what Bill Clinton says about that.
Because it's like, if you're going to be like, okay, you can do what I did, but like, let me put out all these rules so I don't have to feel the emotional pain. It's like, wait, the pain is why what you did sucked. So for you to just be like, okay, you could cheat on me, but I can't know about it. And well, it's just like, wait, so no, like, I'll just do it and do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Like, you did whatever you wanted. And
I love that she is pissed off at him after following the exact rules that she gave him.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know why he wants her to look him in the eyes. I'm creeped up by that. Right. I'm like, doesn't it feel better that she looks down when you walk by her?
Yeah.
Isn't that the thing I fucking am king. Don't make eye contact with me.
That would be half the point.
Yeah.
If you can't shame a woman with your hall pass uses, what's the point of half?
I don't get it. Yeah, right?
Why even use the hall pass?
When
she asks you, why don't you just be like, nope, still got all 6. Why don't you just, you know what I mean? If you really don't, if you want to fuck but not hurt her feelings, just lie and say that You still have all six hall. Take those six hall passes into the senior citizen home and then use them on her deathbed.
I think we got this wrong. This isn't a hall pass issue. This is an eye contact issue. He really misses eye contact. Yeah. And I think we have to focus on the problem here is that for some reason she must have nice eyes. And he's like, why is girl not showing me her eyes? This is what I want.
I'm just disappointed in him in general. First of all, he didn't use all of his hall passes. He still has at least three more left.
I'm disappointed
one of
in
them,
him, too.
I think she should
tattoo eyes on the back of her head.
Yeah, exactly. He should just
one of them
get her eye tattooed on the forehead so when she doesn't look down, it's still sort of there.
Because
if she loved
he slept with the same girl twice, and then he considered that one of his hall passes. I'd be like, no, that's still one.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you didn't sleep with this guy for 6 months only
once.
Right.
Six
only
times.
Once a month. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's all I was putting out there.
So then on top of that, what I love at the very end of this, after she's not looking at him in his eyes, he's like, oh, now I know we have to go back to counseling again and maybe individual counseling. I'm like, dude, why don't you just, like, I don't know,
leave
batter her?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, rarely ever do pregnant women advise dudes to beat up their wives, but this is a very special situation.
This is how every question on the show ends. Beat up the wife, right? Yeah. Isn't that how we solve every relationship query?
I think if a pregnant female podcast host tells you to hit your wife, I'm not saying it should be legal, but it should be like a $50 fine at that point. You know? It's a lesser punishment.
She's very
The fact that he feels sad or bad at all, and not even like mad. Like I would be so mad that okay, so now you're asking me the questions 5 years later, and she still can't handle it, but it's just like, I don't know. And then he's, you know, feeling guilty for something that he was told to do.
Oh, why? Yeah. But what about swinger clubs? Can't they settle that out there?
Right.
That's like, you might as well, why hall pass? Let's go to a balcony pass or something. Yeah. Is there another floor above hall pass? Is there like another thing? Because whatever it is, it should be a swingers club where they just go there and they could bang and then make eye contact while banging. You know?
It's just like cut class.
Yeah. He should get six penthouse passes.
Yeah.
That's the move.
Exactly. But would that be the escalation that maybe they should enjoy some sort of like banging with every, you know?
I mean, maybe if he's got to get even, but then again...
Well, it sounds like she wants to sort of get even. Like, she's going to go through the resentment, and then she's going to want something, right?
Yeah,
Should it be like...
But then again, tit for tat, I feel like if they're going to just be even, then he's getting even right now.
No, she's bringing this up 5 years later because she met another guy and she wants to fuck him.
Right? That's the point.
Oh, okay. I missed that part.
I mean, no, it wasn't written down. I'm just...
Oh. Yeah, that's what I was assuming too, actually, to be fair, right? It's like she's got ideas.
Now she's trying to find a reason to, like, get mad.
Yeah,
bro, you don't need to go to individual counseling, bro. We got you.
Yeah, that's a waste
of money.
You
should be mad at her.
Like. And I liked that they went to marriage counseling. And then he's talking about this hall pass stuff. Did the marriage counselor come up with the hall pass idea?
Yeah,
was a therapist sitting there with the leather elbow patches on his blazer and they're sitting on that leather couch? He's like, you know what I ought to do?
I think it's a Gen Z counselor. Like, that's a Gen Z tactic of like, yo, just like cuck.
Yeah.
Just go in the corner and let this woman get it, right?
Just cuck.
I think, it definitely does feel like... Are you sure this was a licensed therapist?
Yeah.
Was this a sophomore in college?
This is a cool
there going,
therapist.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, I got my degree online. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what'll fix his problem? Sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, with everything.
What if you fucked like a lot of people?
Yeah. Well, we try that.
Psychologically speaking, though, bro, I think that's the best idea for you.
I'm free on Thursday.
Ooh. Ooh, Natalie on YouTube just said, maybe he is purposely holding on to the other hall passes waiting for a rainy day. did he have the X amount of times he had to cash it in? No, he can use them whenever he wants.
Good.
Whenever he wants. So.
Oh, yeah. In fact, dude.
That would have been a good time to bring it up then when she's like feeling neglected. Like, yo, you act like that again. Guess who's getting it? Fucking another girl.
Yeah. I got me three hall passes.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of hallways in this
building. I'll see some more fucking eye contact, or I tell you, I'm blasting another chick.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Yeah, nothing makes me want to burn a hall pass like that sour puss on your face.
Exactly.
Joe just said I can't participate tonight because the theme is if I was open and honest, I still would be married. I still wouldn't be married. I'm kidding. Oh no, your internet isn't functioning. He is.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Okay. 30th word. I'm lucky. Okay, cool. So he hears every 30th word.
Oh, nice. So. Nice.
That's this will be a weird episode for him. Yeah. Very weird episode. We've said Hitler.
Yeah, I was going to say the baby Hitler stuff out of context is weird. Yeah. Uh-huh. It just sounds like we liked Hitler's really early work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He was great at making macaroni noodle, little, what do they call those? Collages.
Yeah.
After that, he turned into a bit of a jerk.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it
great
starts.
In preschool,
it really does.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I guess that's it. What I don't know even know.
Well, no, he just needs to understand that like he should be upset, and that this whole thing seems to be becoming more like transactional than like a relationship. Like I don't know. Like you should like think.
Well,
about
he
that.
Admitted after sleeping with other people, he did actually feel better. And I'm like, why don't you just keep going?
Why are you with?
Like I don't know.
All right. I mean, my best advice that I can give this guy. The best advice would be to like leave her. This sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
But if you're going to stay with her, I think you deserve to really twist that knife a bit, because she's being a bit of a dick about a situation that she created and then fucking whittled you down. She negotiated you down to 6 times when she was fucking a guy for half a year, right? You're a terrible negotiator. So what I say you do is, A, just start fucking and lying and use hall passes but don't cop to them. You should do that. But you should definitely burn another hall pass in a few months, but don't ever burn all your hall passes. I like you having just a couple of those
there.
That's
right, dangle.
I don't know if this is true, but it sounded cool on a movie I watched once.
Yeah, it was a Dog Day Afternoon.
Yeah, it was one of those.
It was probably that one.
I think on the movie Dog Day Afternoon, a guy said that in communist China, when they would sentence people to death, they would put them in prisons where randomly guys would come up behind them and shoot them in the head. So they just never knew the moment they could be executed. So they would around.
It's my favorite
always
part of the movie.
Wondering,
my God, I would puke every other second.
It was, well, so, sir, this is your communist China execution story from the movie Dog Day Afternoon. That's what these hall passes are. You just always keep one or two of them. So every time you go to work, she's just wondering, is he going to use a hall pass? She's like a Chinese dissident wandering around, wondering, is this going to be the day?
Yeah, there you go, man. Free marriage counseling from people who are probably more qualified than the guy you've been going to.
Goddamn right.
Well, Joanne says the marriage counselor must have said, as long as the cheating is even, it's totally healthy relationship.
Right.
But she does have a good question. Do these women have to sleep that he sleeps with have to sign off on the honey child's pass?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like the idea.
Put your pussy lip stamp right here.
Yeah, show the report card. Hey?
I like the idea of some hooker leaving. You're like, hey, before you go,
this is
I know I'm only
wife.
Paying hourly. This ain't going to take long. Can you just sign off? Sign right underneath the glued pieces
my
of macaroni.
My wife's making me do this. sign that.
If I don't get your signature, I have to fuck another. In fact, wait, don't sign it.
Joel said if the hall passes physically exist, I'd take my ass to the Office Depot and get copies.
Yeah. I like the idea of her just kind of licking the corner, holding up to like, this is counterfeit hall pass. What kind of shit are you trying to pull? This ain't a real hall pass. What are you doing? Empty out your socks drawer. There's 19 hall passes.
She starts like laminating them and like writing something on them. So it's just like, I know that's the fucking different hall pass.
That's hilarious.
I hope they take it. I hope she takes counterfeit hall passes to divorce court.
Oh, yeah.
Her attorney's just like, Your Honor, I would like to exhibit a shoebox full of counterfeit hall passes. Let the jury witness.
That would be a cool fucking divorce, right? Yeah. Under reasons. Uh-huh. A fucking counterfeit hall pass. The fuck is that? Don't call me stupid.
Yeah.
Right?
Dude. I mean, my whole thing for this is I'm just upset that he is taking guilt about any of this.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I just want, I want him to get mad. I want him to get mad at her and that be it. I don't know. Yeah.
I, yet again, thought this was all bragging. I didn't feel any guilt in any of this. Like, man, I fucking hurt this chick, eh? And I didn't even use them all.
Well, no, he's not the bad guy. I mean, he kind of deserves to hurt her a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, she cheated on him, and then she's being a dick. So if anything, he's being too much of a softy feeling bad about this. That's the purpose of the hall passes, is just kind of rubbing it in a bit.
Yeah, right? 5 years. Of course. Yeah. Where'd that come from? Out of nowhere.
No, they were 7 years. together.
Yeah, but I thought you said 5 years later.
Oh, yeah, 5 years later after
right?
that. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So 5 years. So it's like 5 years. She took her sweet ass time to make a deal out of this. It's like, yo, lady.
Oh, yeah.
So they've been married 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years already.
Right?
And all this stuff is going on.
And he's been miserable for 11 and a half of those years.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, leave, bro. Come on.
I mean, it is good to always have hall passes to think about. Like, yeah, if I have a really rainy day. Ooh.
Yes, just like a condemned Chinese dissident, waiting to die, never knowing when the bullet will strike the back of their head. That she will be sitting there wondering when the next hall pass will get signed off on.
By the way, they kind of do that in Japan, too. Like,
really?
When you're on death row, like, you're not told the day you're going to die.
Jesus, no,
and then,
really?
Like, that morning, they're just like, yo, what's up, bro?
It's just
time
like,
to head out.
Yoshi got good news and bad news.
Yeah.
Good news is you'll never have to eat a shitty prison Salisbury steak again.
Oh, my God.
The bad news is you won't be eating anything again.
Yeah, Mario's not going to save you.
Do they do that just so they can't? Oh, I mean, I don't know their laws. Like, because usually if you get a death sentence, we know how long you have until so you can get your case proven again or something like
well,
that.
Well, no, like a lot of countries, when they give you the death penalty, it's not like America where it's like, well, you're on death row and then there's appeals and stuff like that. It's like you get the death penalty on a Wednesday and they fucking cap your ass on a Friday.
Yeah,
like,
I think they do
wait,
just
wait,
to
wait.
Fuck
so
with
if
you,
he went
you know?
To prison, how does the hall passing work if he gets hammered by an inmate? He's like, that was that guy's hall pass. I didn't take any joy in that.
If anything, I should earn extra hall passes.
Yeah,
look,
I mean, I didn't want that to happen.
I had the Aryan Brotherhood's tattoo branded on me
exactly.
Against my will. I have a Nazi tramp stamp that was fucking burned into me with a pen. This wasn't my idea. Look at this. I should get way more hall passes for this.
Yeah, exactly. Hey.
All right.
All because of those counterfeit passes that got me to prison in the first place.
I didn't know that hall passes technically counted as currency.
I didn't, and they came I didn't realize the song, it was that illegal penalty. That I could go to jail for illegal hall passes.
10 to 15 years. Jesus.
Fuck. If we have to come up with endings to this, I say just like play some Ed Sheeran and dance together and you'll fall in love again. Ed Sheeran solves everything.
There you go.
Played perfect.
Yeah.
Or go on your own, listen to some Creed for a little bit.
There we go. You know,
Creed.
Yeah. Creed wrote a good one about hall passes.
Yeah. Big fan of hall passes.
My baby gave me a hall pass. Yeah. It's a, I love
it. Eyes wide open. I saw my hall pass.
I made a counterfeit hall pass.
All right. I'm ready for the next question.
All right. Next question on the Twisted Cupid Podcast. People, if you've got questions to write in, stop what you're doing right now and write them to twistedcupidpodcast@gmail.com. Or even better, give them to us live right there in the chat every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube. We're going to take our next question from the wild animals on Reddit.
All right. Next question. Danced with my high school ex at a wedding. So, my wife, 28-year-old female, and I, a 29-year-old male, have been married for 2 years now. I love my wife. We have a great relationship. Last year, my wife and I were invited to her best friend's wedding. During one of the dances, a random guy, good-looking guy, asked my wife to dance. My wife appeared flustered when he asked her. She looked over at me, and I told her to go ahead. Why not? We were all having fun. There's no harm in my wife's having too much fun. It wouldn't have hurt me, except it did hurt me initially. I'm not that type to be normally bothered by such trivial matters, but in this instance, it did, and I try not to, you know, be outwardly showing my feelings. But my wife and this guy were clearly enjoying themselves. I could see my wife...
Your wife danced with other dudes, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah, what the fuck, bro?
I could see my wife...
Yeah, like...
I could see my wife was still flustered when they were dancing.
He
and
never
I've
considered the possibility that might make him jealous. Never. He was like, yeah, that's what you do. Aw.
I'm angrier at him than the last guy already.
Yeah. Holy shit. Dude.
And I've never seen her blush this month in a long time. Well, anyways, over the following days, my wife sensed that I was not myself, and she apologized for the incident. I told her that she had nothing to apologize for. And that was the end of that. But there's more to this story. Ooh. Well, fast forward a year, and my wife and I were now invited to my best friend's wedding. The wedding was a blast. I caught up with all my high school friends, including my ex from high school. I'm not going to lie, she looks stunning. During the dances, I asked my wife if I could dance with my ex, and she gave me the go-ahead. Well, I asked my ex...
Oh, pass.
I asked my ex for a dance. She agreed. She complimented me on all my physical features, which made me feel things. I complimented her, too.
Dude, this guy just doesn't know emotions.
Yeah, this guy's 12. What are we talking about here?
Woman said I look good. Oh. Something happened in my
bridge. Vibrating in my pants.
What is this tingling sensation?
No kidding, right?
I just became human yesterday. I was a doll the day before.
This is Peter Parker. Apparently, Spider-Man is writing this question.
Now that Geppetto made me a real boy, I get boners sometimes when I dance.
There was a lot of close physical contact, especially during the slow dances, which was probably inappropriate, but at the moment, I was justifying it initially of my wife's dance last year. Well, we danced for quite some time, and I finally called it off when it went too overboard. My ex wanted to continue on, but I somehow found restraint to stop it. But by that time, the damage had been done, and my wife wanted to go home. We left home early, and my wife straight up cried when she reached home. This hurt me a lot, and I apologized. She told me that I had no reason to apologize, but I told her I did because what I did was completely inappropriate. I've been making it up for her for the past week by taking her out on dates. She cried some days, but I comforted her. I think we're finally back to normal now. Was I an asshole for dancing with my high school ex at the wedding? Yes! Oh my god, I want to kill this guy.
Wait, really?
I hate him.
Did she start it though?
Like... I mean, I don't think there's much wrong. I just don't like him. Yeah, I'm not listening to a guy I never want to hang out with.
Everything he wrote,
I was like, what a dork. So, we're not going to be cool together.
I'm sorry. Okay, she danced. An attractive guy asked her to dance last year.
Yeah.
They danced one time. She got a little like flustered, and he got jealous by it after she was like, can I dance with him? And she said yes.
That's to me.
However,
he should have just said no.
Why I'm so mad is that she probably let him dance with her ex because of last year. But then he said multiple slow dances. How long were you dancing with your ex?
Yeah.
And also, why did this wife not, like, I would have already barged onto the dance floor and been like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
yeah, just get, neither one of them is good with confrontation or just conveying emotions
or
any of that.
I don't know what flustered means, right? That's such a vague term in general. So it's like flustered, because you know what you could be flustered from is a guy just asking you period anything and you're uncomfortable with dancing, or maybe she's just like, I'm not used to this, blah. But he's reading it as I'm insecure that she was flustered.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I don't even know what that means. Like,
that's
I don't
true.
Know what,
I guess
like,
the
it's
guy,
not descriptive at all.
It's weird to reject somebody when you're not when you've been in a relationship.
I would be
for a
flustered
while.
Rejecting
yeah,
someone.
Yeah,
that's another reason. Yeah, be flustered, right?
If I was at a wedding or wherever he was at, if I was there with my wife and just some rando lady came to me and said, want to dance, I'd be like, wait, what? Like, I wouldn't do it because I'm not a moron, but I would.
Well, that's.
I would have a weird. I'd be looking for the words to tell her no politely.
Right. Yeah, but also, Joanne asked a good question. He said, "Were they grinding?" He said that they were dancing inappropriate. That's another thing too. Like, if you're gonna dance, you better just be doing like the twist and shout, like apart from each other.
1950s shit.
You know, like why? And if you're grinding and doing slow dances, I'm sorry. If you have two dances, I'm pissed. Okay.
in the immortal words.
But
of
I
the...
mean, he let the animal out, right?
Yeah.
That animal instinct came in, and all of a sudden they're grinding and feeling it. You can't control the animal instinct.
I don't know
if
they were grinding, but he said that they were pretty inappropriate.
He's all animal, right? So we know this.
Yeah.
But I mean,
there ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. I believe Gandhi said that.
Gandhi's,
wait, no, so that was
Gandhi's,
R. Kelly. That was R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
I mixed those guys up a lot.
It was similar, too.
I
mixed them up the other day.
That was Gandhi.
Yeah,
that was Gandhi.
When I was like, Gandhi peed on someone.
Uh-huh.
But also, like...
He did sleep with his, 15-year-old niece. So, I guess Gandhi and R. Kelly have more similarities.
Really?
That was not a good...
Question over. Yeah. We're on Gandhi now. Yeah,
well,
Gandhi's a fucking...
Wait, Gandhi slept with his 15-year-old?
Yeah, but
Gandhi
slept with, but didn't have sex with... I guess the story was... was he.
But when they were dancing together, Gandhi and that niece, right. Like you didn't see it, right? She was flustered. He was flustered. Flustered is the beginning.
I mean, yeah, you thought it was awkward when he had to starve himself. when his sister walked in with him and his 15-year-old niece.
He asked him.
He was thirsty in a different way. In that one. Mm-hmm.
He looked at Indira Gandhi, and she gave him the nod to go ahead. And then
he was sad for no reason. And he's like,
now I have to give her a hall pass. This is bullshit.
My niece, bro.
No, six hall passes. The British didn't even make it.
I'm definitely one of those people. If you did this, not only in front of your wife, but in front of everyone, what are you going to do behind my back? You know?
Yeah, right.
So it's like, I mean, I know that they're like, oh, we're just innocently dancing, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, obviously, you knew that it wasn't innocent if you're apologizing too. What? And I'm sorry if you're saying, yeah, you can dance with your ex. That I'm thinking one dance, you know, and it better be like a 2-minute song.
Yeah, just a little.
But she opened Pandora's box by even like asking him in the first place,
right?
Like she should have just been like, "No, I'm married. We're at a wedding."
Right.
Like,
yeah.
She should have just been like, "Look, I didn't want to dance with the guy the first time. It caused us a lot of problems. Let's just drop it."
Yeah, they both fucked up like 3 times.
Yeah, you know, they're both morons. They're perfect for each other. They're the equal amount of dumb and in the same ways. Yeah. They're going to have a kid that doesn't know how to convey his emotions either. I mean, it's going to be ridiculous.
I think this could only be settled with hall passes. I think that is absolutely how you settle this scenario, is they need hall passes.
That's right. Just a whole binder of
them. It makes sense.
Contact the last question askers, and they will hook you up with some hall passes.
Yeah, get some hall passes. Get that X.
But laminate them.
Screw hall passes. They should go full on recess, man.
Yeah,
I'm talking like the Amish have the Rumspringer. Just 9 months where you just go fucking hawk wild, like heathen English.
No, I also got when reading it, I just didn't like this guy just because of his tone and just like I would hate having a conversation with him. Also,
yeah, he wrote like a novel. Flustered still bothers me. That's a word. If a guy ever uses flustered, I don't know if I'd like him.
Yeah,
well, I think
that's a red flag.
That's a weird word.
Yeah, right.
I also thought it was funny how he's like, "Well, I think I made it up to her. I took her on multiple dates this week," and I'm like, "Go shut the fuck up."
But I think she probably milked it with some of that crying. I'm like, I better cry, get another date. Tears. You know, we could really do this, eh?
Also,
we get to go on a gondola. I don't have to watch Dune 2. We get to do things that I like.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I feel like they're almost right for each other. Like, I don't really say that much. I'm usually like, get a divorce. But they both kind of dealt with everything inappropriately.
Yeah. They both dealt with the same thing in the same stupid way. Either one of them could have just said no. Like, just be like, it makes me uncomfortable.
But I feel like
that's the mature thing to do.
But I feel like she's used to him being, like, overly, like, simpy, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And she's just, like, using that against him. Like, you're not that sad. You're not actually. Because if he's even asking us, like, oh, my God, what can I do to make her feel happy when she essentially, like, started this in the first place? It's like she's used to him being that dumb normally. And so she's just like, well, let me just abuse him.
Ooh, Natalie actually said something good. She's like, clearly there is a much deeper issues in their relationship. The fact that either of them accepted a dance from their ex is crazy to me.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. Okay, so the first time it was just a random guy that he kept saying was hot. But I feel like this guy is such a douchebag. I bet you the only reason why she looked at him was probably like, that's my cousin Larry. Just doesn't really get social cues. And this entire time, he's just like, she was just dating, you know, dancing with this hot guy.
He was hot. That's his problem.
And then she's like, I don't know how to tell him no because he
That's a difference, hey? It's like, I'm hurt because that guy's hot, and then she's hurt because I had a boner while I was dancing and slapping the girl's ass when we were...
Yeah. And it's my ex. Like, that to me is such a different thing.
And
like,
an ex.
This is supposedly just a random guy that was really attracted to
Like, who would you trust more? A woman who gets asked on a dance and is flustered? Or a guy who gets asked by his ex and goes, let's do this?
No.
Yeah. Right? He's confident.
He's not flustered at all.
He's just sitting there. This is the same thing. I could do this.
Uh-huh.
No, he's wrong.
Am I okay?
No, you're wrong.
All right, let's do this.
He went out of his way and asked his ex. So he told his wife, he goes, do you mind if I ask my ex if I can dance with her? And she said, the wife said, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, so he went full-on revenge dance mode.
Then the ex accepted it. And so, yeah. And then the ex was just like dance. Then they got too inappropriate. So he went out of his way to dance with his ex. And I was like, yeah, and that's where I would have been like,
yeah.
These know? People both suck in like a very similar way.
Yeah. Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I think they're kind of perfect. This is like two wrongs making
they're like
the right.
A match made in hell. It's
yeah.
Good for them.
You're both socially awkward demons. And I'm glad that you found each other.
Yeah. You guys should be on a reality TV show. I love yeah. it. I want to yeah. see this.
I mean, the last
make
thing
it happen.
I would say break up because it's a terrible relationship. However, since I feel they're the same brand of demon, they could both break up and then find a normal human and ruin their life. So yeah. I think they should stay together or continue ruining each other's lives and sort of your quarantine.
Right, because we need more questions on this podcast. Yes. So we need you to stay together, write more questions like this.
Keep fucking each other's lives up.
No, they should each date right? the person from the last fucking question.
Oh,
like
yeah?
the dude should date the chick,
uh-huh.
and then the chick should date the dude.
Oh yeah,
and then like that would be like perfect.
They and they all swap four different hall passes.
Yeah, they all
and,
do
and
the hall passes.
And it's like a whole little hall pass mini mm-hmm. economy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
yep. I'm just speechless because I don't know if my husband tried to do that.
Are you flustered?
Yeah, well, yeah, because yeah. I'm flustered at them. I'm so
yeah, this definitely got me flustered.
I feel flustered
like
right
they
there.
Just walked yeah. right into this situation. They're like, "Oh, uh-huh. how about we just create a fight for us that we're gonna talk about forever now?"
Right?
It's just yeah, like, it's so stupid.
I like usually when couples get in fights, you don't even know how it even happened. But they're like, "You know what? You know what? Our relationship needs a little bit of maybe cheating." you know?
Right.
It's like, well, I mean, you know what's funny too is like it took them a year, and it's probably because. No one was interested in him, you know, and it took him finally this opportunity to be like, oh, my ex would probably do it. I could probably fucking make her jealous off this.
Yeah,
you know?
It's sure. That's a good point.
That's probably because
they couldn't find a stranger because most women don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah,
so
right.
He's like finally
so an
one
ex
that
is familiar. An ex might actually say yes because yeah. they're familiar. So they already feel the safety because he went through the thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like from her point of view, she might not have even been. And then like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, you both need to communicate better, though. Like, I feel like a lot of this is just like
yeah.
hiding stuff. And
that was
like,
mature
if you're
of
you. Thanks, bro. Like, if you're tight enough to fucking – like, if you're angry enough that you're like trying to dance with your ex – just to like
right.
sort of get her back, just tell her, bro.
This
just
was clearly a revenge kid. Dancing.
Yeah,
this is, that's
like,
what
yeah.
this was.
Yeah, bro, come on.
Could you imagine too if he like threw like I don't know like a 50 to the DJ and said, "Play Perfect by Ed Sheeran."
Yeah,
and then they dance because yeah. that song, uh-huh. I tell you, that song gets hot. That song you're gonna get right
or it's
romantic.
Like, she said, "I can have one song. I want In a Gana Da Vida, the full 17-minute version
yes.
with the old organ solo and everything.
So funny.
the whole 20-minute prog rock
yeah.
song. Yeah. Uh-huh. Russia's 1912 or whatever.
Yeah.
That or 2112. Get that one. That whole 21-minute song. That
right.
whole thing. We're going to grind to this. Why are you grinding on your ex?
Just one song with my ex, baby. It's okay.
Who's this guy singing about Lord of the Rings for 21 minutes with fucking 18-minute long drum solos? This is
yeah,
ridiculous.
Kidding. Yeah, yeah.
Why are you grinding your ex to this?
I don't know. I'm ready for the next one, but does anyone have anything else to say?
You both suck. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for writing, though. We love
you.
You
suck.
We love you. Also, the last people, same. Thank you. You kind of suck.
Yes. I feel bad for
We're
you.
Judging you.
And your girlfriend and your ex and your futures. I feel bad for everyone around this guy. Let's take our next question from the Wild Animals on Reddit. If you guys got questions to write in, write them to twistedkeeperpodcast@gmail.com or even better, write them right there in the chat. Live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Before I read the next one, Natalie just said, "I love how obsessed Harrison is with Ed Sheeran."
I played that song came up yesterday. I was like, "This song's beautiful."
Did you start crying? Did you have an emotional day?
I don't know. I was like, "Oh, I think I heard it at a wedding once," and I was like, "This is me." You know, every relationship really needs a song. And I'm like, "This song will save marriages, maybe." I don't know. I'll take this tomorrow.
Ours is the song "Black Betty" by Ram Jam. long story with that one, but that's our song.
I don't know the words, but
yeah, it's pretty much just a chorus over and over again.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to that song.
Yeah.
It's really not.
It's beautiful.
It's good.
Yeah, I've cried twice to that one.
It's great. I've cried to it. I've came to it.
Has Ed Sheeran covered it? That would be the best. That'd be the best version.
Dear Ed Sheeran, cover Ram Jam from the 70s.
We think we
cover
got
the song
some.
Black Betty by Ram
Jam. Yeah. Oh, Black Betty. Ram, Ram, Ram. Oh, Black Betty. That's right.
Good. All right. So next question is pretty short. I mean, I don't, it's just short. I got turned off once I saw her Instagram. Dun, dun, dun. Mm. I went on a date with a girl and things moved very capital V, capital E, capital R, capital Y, quickly. I even told her at the end of our 3-hour, 3 a.m. conversation, I'm going to make you my girlfriend, parentheses, partially joking. I recognized I should not have moved that fast. After the night ended, we connected on Instagram, and, well, her post completely turned me off. There's multiple bathing suit pictures. There's a picture of her smoking a cigarette. Pictures with her in a provocative poses, Playboy bunny outfits, mirroring pictures. All of this completely changed my view on the girl.
This guy hates smoking. Hey, that's all I took from that. He hates smoking.
And good-looking
women
in bathing suits.
He saw a woman smoke. He's like, fuck. What? Gross. Oh, bathing suit. She swims and athletic.
Then he hot naked women. Ew, disgusting. That's not for me.
Yeah. What should I do? Should I try to see her again? Or should I tell her I was wrong for thinking this was what I wanted? And then he actually wrote it a little bit of an update slash edit, because you can do that. And he said, to the people in the comments who are upset for me for having preferences, I am not sorry. To those giving sound advice, thank you. I just thought that was a douchey thing. So.
Felt like that was a dig at us personally.
Yeah, right? Dude, yeah, like, he got on us before we even said anything.
Yeah, what do you got something against podcasts that answer
I expected
questions?
This from the last question guy, but not from you. From you, I thought we were cool.
I just feel like he doesn't like any girls at all. I feel like that's half the girls in their 20s, like profiles, like bathing suits, fun out, going out with your friends, smoking and drinking,
right.
And just like a Playboy bunny outfit. Like,
I understand him finding that unsettling. Like, I understand being okay with that, but it's like, you know, if he's the kind of person who's like telling girls like, oh, I want to like make you my girlfriend, then clearly he's looking for something like serious and, you know, traditional.
It's like a lame old
and
school
so
dude.
That, sure. Yeah. And so that rubs him the wrong way. But that said, if you're going to be like, yo, I'm going to make you my girlfriend and you're that kind of guy, check her Instagram before
right,
you tell her
yeah.
that. Like,
feel like you were putting a lot of commitment for somebody you didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. Who also goes on a date without checking their Instagram first? Nowadays.
Right, if he's that picky. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I grew up when like we had dial-up in the internet, and I still would check out people's profile before I even just like had a conversation, just meeting with them, you know, if I could.
Right, yeah. I mean, I never did back when I was single, but I wasn't that picky either. Anything short of a lady standing there.
By the way, as you guys are saying this, I'm starting to realize why I'm single. I should maybe look at my Instagram and be like, why do the dates never show up? What the fuck am I doing? They haven't even met me yet.
You were getting catfished the whole time and you didn't even realize.
No, they're probably going through my Instagram and going, who's this guy that makes his fucking friends act like characters? You know, why is this psycho? He's torturing these people.
Is that baby Hitler? No way.
Right?
No way, dude.
Right, this guy.
You're like, no,
this guy has made his friend say he's Putin. Why would he do that to his friends?
No, he literally,
he's grown baby Hitler and grown Putin. This is crazy.
I know this guy. I don't know. I should go on a first date.
No, but I never.
I want to get ice cream with him. Right?
Yeah, I mean, anything short of a lady, like, you know, dressed in Jihad Johnny holding a fucking severed head of a journalist. I wasn't gonna. You know what I mean? Like, it would have to be some really crazy shit on an Instagram. For me to be like, this is too much, you know? Like, I can't believe this guy's this prude.
I mean, I guess if, like, sometimes if you look at, like...
Maybe I don't like smokers either. That is a good point.
But right? When you notice it on the date, though?
You know what is funny? Last week, they released a picture of Jack Nicholson swimming while smoking, and I thought that was pretty cool.
It was pretty
cool. Yeah, you saw that? I was like, fucking dope. So the fact that this girl was, like, in a bathing suit and smoking.
You know, what if you find out that she's, like, a swimsuit model, and then that was actually, the cigarette was actually, like, a Vogue magazine thing.
Yeah.
Maybe
she was hired by Kohl's.
You know what's sort of funny, too, is, like, because, like, Instagram's a big thing now, and I sometimes feel a little insecure with Instagram because I have, like, fucking 4,000 followers, and then I'll, like, maybe see a girl who has, like, 23,000, and I'm like, I hope she likes me. Even though I'm not popular, I hope, who's gonna look at a guy with 4,000 followers and think he could take care of me? I can't. Instagram's the devil.
Right, yeah. This guy didn't even mention how many followers she has.
I would have checked that and been like, oh, fucking hot damn.
I don't know if I should talk to you. I only have like 900 followers. When you said 4,000,
you're trying to do a podcast with her and just 900 followers? You could have done a podcast with me? Bullshit that this even exists.
Dude, I'm here.
God,
you have no
damn
idea.
It. Got like 300. What is that? 300? I'm on a podcast with this few podcasts? Yeah, I'm better than all of you. Why am I
to
here?
To be fair.
I am carrying this fucking show.
She's only got 900 followers, but she does have bathing suit pictures of her smoking, and I like that kind of thing in an Instagram. I like that kind of thing in an Instagram. Dude, this guy wrote his question. I pictured him, once he got on the Instagram thing, I pictured the thing being read in Hank Hill's voice. This felt like a young Hank Hill. She had bathing suit pictures, and she was smoking cigarettes.
This is shocking me, because I feel like I was like, oh, this guy's obviously a douchebag, but I feel like you guys are kind of like on his side, like, oh yeah, he should have just looked at the Instagram pictures.
No, I think he's a douchebag.
I thought you started with that.
No.
I thought you told me you always check people's Instagram.
Well, no,
and
but
whatnot.
I'm just saying, I feel like, I don't know.
I thought we went off what you said.
You check a profile. It's like you met someone in life, you liked them in person, but now you're checking like Instagram that's kind of like a fake kind of, you know, thing of their life.
Sure.
And now you're like siding with Instagram. I don't know. I'm just like,
no,
that's weird to me.
I kind of did, but I'm saying if he's going to be that
Instagram
prude about shit, then he should check everything first, you know?
Oh, that's true.
That's if he's really that uptight about things, because let's face it, in 2024, a lady who's especially a little bit younger, having bathing suits on your Instagram, that's not fucking crazy. It's not just porn stars that have Instagram photos of them in a bathing suit. It's damn near every woman I know who's on Instagram.
But like, just as a side, we are missing like the big thing. I love that we focused on all this stuff, but I thought the big thing was that he told her he loved her within 3 hours.
Wait, he told her he loved her?
No, he wanted to be my girlfriend.
That's still a bit much.
But I want to be a girlfriend.
I want to be my girlfriend.
So that's within 3 hours. That's the actual big thing of all of that. I love that we negated all of that for this long. I thought that was coming up soon, but
after 3 hours, it's a weird thing to say.
Right?
For sure.
You're like,
it's
a weird thing to say. We haven't met. We're totally. I don't even know if you're fucking of the gender you say you are, but you know what?
And the guy who's going
to
say that,
I want you to be my girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. The guy who's going to do that, that tends to be a throw caution to the wind kind of guy. Right. That's not the same dude who's also like, she's in her bathing suit smoking a cigarette. Ugh. Like, those are two very different guys.
This girl doesn't wear muumuus.
Right,
like he's looking at these freaking.
He said in parentheses, partially joking.
What do you mean?
Does that mean?
No.
When he said it,
who knows that they're partially joking if you don't know the person and you're typing? There's no intonation of your voice or sarcasm or whatever.
Did I thought they were. They actually went on a physical date together.
I think they did. Yeah, they went on one date.
Did I get this wrong?
They went on one date.
I went on a date with a girl, and things were moving very
quickly. Oh, you did go on a date.
He went on one date, and then checked the Instagram.
And I even told her
at
the end of our 3 hour, 3 a.m. conversation that I'm going to make her my girlfriend, parentheses, partially joking.
I got that wrong.
I recognize I should not have moved that fast after the end of the night, blah, blah, blah.
But even saying partially joking, that's still a little bit meaning like, hey, things are going good.
That long of a date and she didn't light up a cigarette once, she doesn't have that big of a problem.
No.
Like,
that's a good point.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like
how addicted
is she?
The
fact that he didn't see it on the
page. I'd love him to take that back, though, to just be sitting there. It's like, I'm going to make you my girlfriend. Joking. You know, like, when you throw that in, like, why say it to begin with? Like, if you're joking, you're like, you can't even, it doesn't even look good if you didn't mean it. So why would you even say it?
Right?
Like, for words like that, women take that shit seriously. Yeah. So don't fuck around, right?
No.
Those are, like, sort of easy. Those are soft words, man. Those get to the heart, right?
They do.
I went on a first date with a girl once and told her I loved her, so I already know that fucking shit.
Wait,
that,
you did?
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, how did that go?
How'd that go, yeah.
Well.
Let me tell
probably
you.
Probably well.
Very well. I was like, she's like, absolutely. And I was like, why did I say that? Like, how? I meant like, I love you, you're great. Like, that type of thing. And, okay, so.
How old were you when this happened?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Were you wasted or something?
Yeah, so this was like.
Were you in your 20s? Like, teenage years?
Yeah, it would have been 20s, unfortunately.
24, I want to guess.
Oh, buddy. No, a little later even, oddly. Oh. Well, you know what's sort of weird about that is, okay, so So it was just like a girl I had known in high school. And then we were just hanging out in, like, back home in Saskatoon. I told her, I love you, because she said something funny. It made me laugh. And then she turned around, got stupid serious, and went, I've loved you since the moment, whatever.
Oh, no. She got even creepier.
Oh,
wow. She went even crazy.
Now I know. You don't say that shit fucking half bad.
So you said something crazy to her, and she responded with something completely unhinged.
It wasn't my intonation. I was sort of joking.
Yeah.
That must have made you feel like horrible.
It felt like trash, but so I panicked. I talk about flustered. That's how you use that word.
Yeah.
Whoa, holy shit.
She pulls out a laminated piece of hair that she got off of you like three years ago in the 10th grade or whatever.
Hey!
Did you guys date seriously after that at all?
No, I was just becoming a comedian. No. I left, all right? I wasn't around.
You're like, sorry, I got road work.
Yeah, I didn't even live there. It didn't make sense, right?
I meant what I said when I loved you, but I'm in Edmonton next week, so I can't. I got a gig. There's love, and then there's road work. So I gotta go. I love you, but I'm married to road work. So later.
You don't know this joke? Come on, the road work joke. Right? That's the thing. Just did the road work bit. I do this all the time. The road work.
So
material.
Unless you want to like come with me to Toronto, and then she's like, I'll come with you to Toronto, and you're just like, actually, no.
I just met this guy, and he knew I went to Toronto. I like this guy. So this guy is good for you.
I work with a lot of...
I didn't even tell you that. You knew.
I work with a lot of young 20-year-olds in the... Because I'm a hostess at a restaurant, and I work with a lot of young 20-year-olds. And they tell me multiple times where they'll go on like a Tinder date or something. They'll meet someone, and the guy will be like, oh, I only want to date you. I'm going to delete my profile. With on like the first date. And I always think that's weird, too. Like when you're just like... Oh, I think you're great. I'm only going to try and date you now. Like, yeah. I think that's too fast, too.
It's too committal, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
Right. So especially the first few dates, you're not even really having dinner with a person. You're having dinner with a Tinder profile. Like, this is just a web of lies they've constructed to try to attract you.
And your fantasy of what that Tinder profile is, right? Like, it's just like you're just...
Right.
On
right.
your first date, it's just like your idealized... picture of this person.
No, right.
But like, I said it last week, I think. I feel like the first year...
You're just setting yourself up to be disappointed at that point.
The first year that you're kind of dating someone, especially if it's getting serious, you're still like giving them the facade of who they think you are.
Yeah, right.
They
for a while.
Really,
yeah.
They don't know who you are, you know?
And right. It's like...
I don't know. Jake thought I was a very clean person.
Like, my wife genuinely thought that I loved giving foot massages for the first 6 months we dated. No. No one likes giving foot massages. Yeah, you have creepy foot fetish guys and then guys that are lying.
Yeah, that's it. Very...
Those are the two types on that.
Oh, God. I don't know. Hilarious. Wait, hold on. Someone wrote something. I can't see. Can you see?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Joanne says... tell her, Joanne on YouTube says, tell her to pick one. Bathing suits or cigarettes, make it a deal breaker. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see.
Last week, I don't know what that means. I forget.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe Harrison said that when we were asking Harrison, how long ago was this? last week.
Yeah.
By the way, to back this guy up a little bit, to make him look somewhat good, it's sure. like...
Did you write the question?
So it's like, I get where he's coming from, like, because it's like, in this day and age, it's like pretty normal for like a girl to like post a bathing suit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And whatever.
Yeah.
But like, some people just aren't down with that. But if you're not down with that, you have to understand that like in this day and age, it's pretty common. So you got to just like...
You got to do the research.
You got to do the research and like understand that you have to be like really selective if you're not looking for something like that, because
exactly
most girls are like posting stuff like that nowadays.
Yeah, man, if you're gonna be that prude about stuff, I mean, you gotta go to the dating apps for Amish people or whatever your deal is, you know.
Amish people are not prudes.
That's right. In fact, if this guy's Amish, he shouldn't be looking at Instagram anyway, so I'm gonna snitch on him to his village elders or whoever runs the show there, you know.
All right. I don't know. I'm, yeah.
Well, were you attacking the Amish and I missed it?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Fuck. Guys, waiting in Portland while I use the restroom.
All you Amish out there, you ain't supposed to be watching YouTube either. Yeah. So, fuck you.
You're so cool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'll talk all the shit about you you want. I want. What are you gonna come forward and admit that you've been breaking your Amish law? You'll be excommunicated for watching.
Bro, you want
to
get shunned?
I've seen this man fight many an Amish guy. You do not fuck with this guy. Right? He is like an Amish barbarian.
That's right.
Jake will kill them all.
I like to twist their beard up in my hand and then punch them with their own beard.
That's right. Yeah. That's Jake's hobby. Right. Don't you dare, right?
I bullied the Amish with their stupid horse and buggies.
Of course, because we have TV.
Yeah.
We're better, bro. We're just
better. Well, I guess
I slap him with electrical cords.
That's
slapped with sin,
I guess
sir.
We'll have a podcast on that. Beating up the Amish. Why not?
We're ending a podcast? Oh, wow. I could have held the bathroom break until this. I didn't realize. I'm just going to leave for the last seven minutes.
The hour flies.
All right. Yes.
This has been an awesome podcast. Thank you so much to all the listeners.
Goodbye. So if I had to take a number two, I wouldn't have even made it to the end.
That's true.
I'd have been gone. It would have been weird. The dog. Right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This has been an awesome podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Abiola. Thank you to Michael. Thank you to the listeners.
Go on my YouTube.
Yes.
Subscribe to my YouTube. Subscribe to my Instagram. Because apparently, you know, I'm sensitive to followers now. So jack me up. I'm Michael Harrison, comedian on Instagram followers.
Try to get him enough followers that he can bang a lady with 20,000 followers.
Yeah. I don't have confidence around ladies with more than 20,000 followers.
Also, Abiola.
Please help me.
My Instagram, Shot of Ranch. Follow me so I can, like, you know, be on more podcasts with him. And he won't be me. No, not like that. It's just a callback to.
Let's get both of these guys balls deep and blue checkmarked women.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let's go.
Yes. This has been an awesome episode. Thank you to the listeners, most of all, especially the people in the chat. Thank you to Natalie on YouTube. Thank you to Joel on YouTube. Thank you to Joanne on YouTube. Until next week, we're live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Write us your questions at twistedcubicpodcast@gmail.com. Give them live right in the chat.
Are you getting flustered?
Questions.
I was. Can you say this faster?
Yes. I was slightly flustered there. What I was trying to say was give us your comments, give us your questions live right there in the chat. Right. Every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m.
Eastern. Less boner, please.
Boner.
Less boner, please.
Less boner.
Yes, come on, Jake.
I have a massive erection that I have to go deal with right now. Until next week. Later.